Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode. This week, I thought that I would talk about kind of FOMO and, you know, the fear of missing out when you're injured or when you're not able to do what you want to be doing, because I think I've touched on it in a few other episodes, but I feel like this week it's kind of hitting me more. And so I figured, why not talk about it and hopefully help make this feel less like you're the only one feeling this way. Hopefully it makes me feel like I'm not the only one feeling this way. But okay, to start, I just moved into this new home with another family. I know, surprise, surprise, Steph moves in with a family in a random place. I feel like that's becoming kind of my MO recently, is just having all these families all over the world. But yeah, I moved in with this family, and can I just say how incredibly nice people are? Like, what are the odds that I get injured in Europe, have to stay in Europe for months alone, basically, and there are just people willing to take me in? I'm not sure if that just is like the world being really kind to me, or if I did something to deserve this, or maybe I'm just like the best guest ever. But anyways, I guess this is just like appreciation. I cannot even comprehend how nice it is to have people that are just so welcoming and willing to let a random person stay with them, especially in a like vulnerable time for me. So on the FOMO or fear of missing out note, I want to preface this episode with the fact that I very rarely have this feeling. Like, it's not, I've always kind of been this way. I like very rarely feel like I'm missing out on things. I'm very comfortable with the plan I choose or like the place that I'm at. So maybe my feelings aren't like to the extreme of this, but just like take it with a grain of salt that I generally don't get really jealous or like I feel like I'm missing out on things. And if you are someone who gets this like really aggressively, or like you just have all these emotions at kind of a heightened level, just yeah, maybe this can be helpful. But also remember that that's just like my personality, and I'm really lucky because I like have had these feelings now, and I know that it like sucks when you have them in a really extreme way. So just don't try to remember that as I talk about my experiences. So first, I think that like my FOMO comes in different levels, and I think that this will probably apply to other people's, and especially when you're an injured athlete, this is like very specific to what I'm going through. But the like main things that I'm missing out on, so the first thing is like I really miss skiing and getting to race. That's something that like I just, it's always been like skiing has always been the place where I felt really comfortable. I felt like I fit in really quickly. It's kind of like I just, it's like a very natural feeling for me, especially with like the people and the environment. It's something that I've never had to like second guess or think twice about. So for me, that's like one thing I really miss is like the actual skiing and the racing, because I miss having that like confidence and knowing like I'm exactly where I should be. Because when you're rehabbing or injured, you, number one, the confidence is low because you're like, wow, it is really hard for me to do the most basic tasks. You're constantly having to ask people for help. There's like very few things you can do on your own, which as like a high functioning person and like a competitive athlete, not being able to do things on your own is really tiring. And you just feel bad. You're like, oh my gosh, I like all I want to do is be able to like help put the dishes in the dishwasher. But like it takes me 20 minutes to get from the kitchen table to the dishwasher with my crutches and my plates. And if you're my coach listening to this, it's because I use my crutches and don't hop around like you told me not to. Okay, in all fairness, I do hop a lot, but I'm trying not to because I know it like hurts the rest of your body to be hopping around all the time on one leg. So that's like the main, I'd say the main like part of my FOMO comes from just like not having that confidence and that feeling of like, okay, I belong here. And while I like have those feelings, something that I've been doing to kind of counteract that is realizing like something that's really important to me is not having my entire identity in my sport. And I think it's really important for also your life, because like you're going to retire one day and you don't want to have all of your eggs and like identity into the sporting world or like being an athlete. And so I've been thinking of other things that I can kind of switch my like gain confidence from. And for me, that's been like taking on different projects, working or, you know, doing like trying to gain confidence from my rehab and like really hyping myself up when I do the most basic new thing. Like sometimes it's just like being able to get into a new stretch or being told I can like put 50% body weight on my leg. So those are kind of the things that I'm doing to like try to shift my mind is like, okay, look at all these things I can do by myself and it's only going to get better. Like it's only going to keep progressing from here. But yeah, definitely missing like getting to actually do your sport and like feel all those emotions and feelings and that confidence that comes with it is probably like the number one thing that I feel with FOMO. Okay, number two. So this might not apply to everyone, but for me, being able to ski race and like make friends and have a really big community is huge for me. And that's something that I've been missing so much. And my friends on the circuit and my friends in skiing have been amazing. Like they have made sure that I know they haven't forgotten about me. Like they still love me and that like they can't wait for me to come back. And that's been super nice. But I will say that it's so hard going from like living this really fun, social, like competitive life to then going to being like in rehab, you're usually alone. I mean, sometimes you rehab with other people, but you're going like your experiences are entirely your own. So that is something different. And I will say that's like really hard. And maybe this kind of ties into like the friendship part is like when you see your friends doing really well, it's, I know, okay, I don't necessarily feel this way, but it can be really hard because you're like, okay, that's where I can be, and but I'm injured. And now, like, my friends are doing awesome, and, like, I want to be doing awesome with them. So if you're feeling that way, something that, like, I've been thinking about is, okay, this is awesome. Like, my friends are crushing it, and they are skiing so well, and for me, that's just like so exciting because it means they're going to be even more motivated. Like they are going to keep going. They're going to keep pushing in the sport. And then when I come back, they're going to be there like pushing it. And I will have those kinds of people around me helping me get back to where I want to be. But I know like it's one thing to see people that you're not super close with or that you don't really know doing well because you're like, okay, whatever, like, good for them. But then when you see your friends doing well, you're like, oh my gosh, I want to be there so badly with them. Like, not only like competing with them, but cheering them on and like being a part of that atmosphere. And yeah, that's something that I've missed, like being a part of my friends' success and like getting to root for them and cheer for them. But I've been doing it from afar, and yeah, it's just, it is like really motivating because I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Like my friends are getting to that next level, and yeah, like when I come back, I just want to be like chasing them back to that level as well. So I think that you can frame your FOMO in different ways to like trick yourself. And maybe it's like, okay, my friends are doing really well now, so they're still going to be in the sport when I come back. And I think that's like a fair way to think about it is, yeah, maybe you're not there right now, but if you keep working hard, you can get back to a spot where you're back with them and they're still going to be there pushing, and you have like close friends who are now like crushing it and are like really competitive. And I think that's kind of a fun way to think about it. And it also, it's like proven that if you train in competitive environments or like are in like close with your competitors, then you're gonna like push harder and push more. So that's kind of how I've been thinking about it. Also, like, God, I hope that if you are an injured athlete and you're feeling that way, that you know, like, people haven't forgotten about you, or your friends haven't just like, I don't know, just because they're doing well doesn't mean they forget about you. Like, they are just doing their sport and they're trying to get to that next level. And, you know, when you come back, you'll be right there chasing them, and you might not come back at the same level that, you know, they're at when you you might not come back at that same level, but you have a lot of motivation now and people that can help you get there. Okay, so the third area for me is maybe more relevant if you're like, I don't know, either an older athlete or you're at like a pivotal point in your career. Maybe you're trying to make a college team, or it's like one of your last years as a junior or something, which, let me tell you right now, all of those timelines and those like pivotal moments, they don't really matter. You can do things at any age. You can, maybe you don't make the World Juniors team this year, but who knows, if you keep pushing hard, you're going to make a World Championships team or an Olympic team. And those are kind of things that have to keep in mind. But for me, like, as a kind of, I'm at like a, I don't know, the older end of my career, I guess, is like, it feels like I'm wasting time. And as like a 26-year-old who, mind you, the age of like really good women is increasing, and it's been fun watching like Lara Goot and Fede Brignone. They've just been crushing it. And I'm like, okay, they're in their 30s. So like, I have lots of time. And I do think it's kind of, these athletes are like less concerned with the end date, or like a best before date, I'll call it, of like being an athlete. And they're kind of embracing the like male side of things, where boys don't care how old they are. Like, there's freaking 40-year-old men out there racing and like still living their dream. And it's, I think when you're a girl, you kind of have this like timeline in your head where you're like, oh my gosh, I need to be, you know, at my best before I'm in my 30s, because then when I get to my 30s, I'm going to be close to retiring, because, you know, babies and all that, whatever. But once you take like, just take all the pressure off, take anything, like all these timelines and expiration dates and whatever, take all of that out of it and just think about your goals. And like, there's no age limit on your goals. I mean, okay, maybe not like, you can't be 90 maybe, but I don't know. Maybe one day it'll be done. So that's like, okay, my last area of FOMO is just like the feeling of wasting time, or wasting my like best, quote unquote, best years. Because they always say, like, when you're a woman in your like mid to late 20s, those are your like prime years for athletics. It's like, whatever. So for me, that's like one of the more frustrating parts, or like things that affects me the most, is just feeling like I am missing out on my like prime years when I need to be making that next step. But I am taking away the pressure, and I am like really embracing that there's no timeline for things. Everything happens at different times to different people. And I mean, you look at all the athletes that are injured right now, or have been in major injuries kind of later in their career, and they come back. Like, I don't know. I think it's, for me, just trying to take any of that pressure or like expectation away of where I need to be by a certain timeline based on like other athletes, and just focusing entirely on what I want to accomplish and how I'm going to get there. And for me right now, that realistically means like coming back for the next Olympics. That's like something that I have kept in my mind. Oh, also, when I think about wasting time, or This is something that's been probably also one of the more like frustrating parts is living this like professional athlete lifestyle. Yeah, it freaking is hard and you have to work a ton, but when you're in it, it's so fun. And I think that's like one of the biggest things I miss is like, oh my gosh, I'm wasting 2 years of this like amazing part of my life that's like so fun and I enjoy so much. So that is something that's been like kind of in my brain a lot. But the way I also think about it is I enjoyed it so much when I was in it. And even now that I'm out of it, I'm like still staying connected to it and staying like, you know, I still talk to the athletes all the time. I talk to my friends. I have gone to some of the races to watch. I'm still like making myself a part of that lifestyle. And I guess that's kind of like my way of dealing with it. But it is really hard being like, wow, these are supposed to be like the most fun years that I've of my life. And yet I'm like sitting here alone doing like leg raises in a gym. So I think that I don't really know how to manage that one 100%. There's definitely little ways, like you just have to embrace that this is where you're at and there's going to be way more fun times in your life, and the fun doesn't end when your sport ends. Like there's so much more to your life than that. But also like making the most of it when you're in that lifestyle. And I do think that when I come back, I'm going to appreciate it a lot more, because like when I was in it before, I loved every second of it and I really like made an effort to have fun with it. And but looking back, I'm even more appreciative of it. And I think that now I have that mindset, it'll be kind of like a different experience when I come back. And yeah, I guess that's my like last area of FOMO and missing out, I guess. My biggest takeaway from feeling FOMO while being injured is that the more you indulge in that FOMO and like put yourself in positions where you're forced to like see it and I don't know, feel it, and that might be like scrolling social media constantly and seeing what all the people are up to, or like constantly asking your friends what is going on the circuit. And like, it is good to stay updated. It's good to want to be invested in like your normal life. But you also, the more you time and energy you give to what everyone else is doing, the less you can give to what you're doing. And it's just, it's good in little doses, like indulge every once in a while, you know, use it as like a way to stay connected. But remember that you are where you're at right now. And the more energy you can put into yourself and getting better, the better the outcome is going to be. And also the better for your brain, because I think social media is hard on everybody. So try not to give yourself too much time focusing on what other people are doing. But those are all of my thoughts on FOMO. Maybe ask me in 6 months how I'm doing, and maybe it will have evolved by then, because it'll be summer and no one will be skiing, but I'll still be rehabbing. And, you know, I think that's hard. But anyways, thank you so much for listening and supporting. And hopefully if you're injured, this was a little bit helpful. And I don't know, if you're a parent of an injured athlete, just remember that there's a lot more going on than just their injury to their body part. There's a lot going on inside their head and a lot of emotions. So be aware of it all, you know, embrace it all, but also be kind to yourself. And remember that we are where we are and you just have to go with it. Okay, talk to you next week. Bye.